Welcome to Wired for Wealth, the podcast for ambitious people with a wild side. If you feel there's way more to your vision for success than just the money, and you want to create a life of financial freedom and fulfillment where joy comes first, then you're in the right place. I'm Abby Rogers, therapist, mentor, and expert on all things mindset, subconscious, and manifestation. And I'm here to help you create anxiety-free, stress-free freedom and wealth that aligns with your soul. Let's dive in. Hello, happy new year. We are in 2024 and we're halfway through January. Hope you are getting on well so far. I've been doing lots and lots of planning and easing into the new year slowly rather than just crashing in full pelt, and it's feeling really good, feeling like this nice momentum gathering. I think like a little top tip before we dive into the meat of today's podcast is just to remember it's okay to do things at your own pace. Whatever the world is telling you, whatever you're hearing out there on social media and in all the places right now, just do things at your speed, do what works for you, and you're likely to get so much more momentum behind you when you're fully in your energy rather than panicking and just throwing yourself at it. Definitely finding that for me. So today I'm going to talk to you about staying focused on achieving your goals, which I think is really relevant for most of us right now. It's that time of year when goal setting becomes a really big thing. Everybody's focused on achieving their priorities. And this week in particular tends to be when things go off the boil a little bit, get a little bit harder. We start to lose momentum and start to feel like we are not going to have such an easy job of making those goals. It's dark, it's really cold, and we're just not kind of feeling full of energy and fully behind it. If you are feeling fired up and fantastic and enthusiastic still, great, love it, keep going. But if you are struggling, then today's podcast is going to be really, really helpful for you. And it's also going to be really helpful if you are struggling to know how to achieve those goals when there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, a lot of unpredictability. Because today's question comes from one of my lovely Living Journal subscribers who has recently moved across to the other side of the world. Her youngest is, I think, only about a year old. So she's got a really young family, growing family. She's running a business. She's keeping her well-being business going online while she's having this massive adventure in her life. And so she just sent me a quick message to say, when life is in turmoil and when you're not sure what's happening next, how do you know what steps to take in business and in life? How on earth do you find your way forward, basically? So we're going to dive into that today. And I thought, well, rather than just do a simple, straightforward answer, because there probably isn't one, let's dive into this properly and let's give you five really valuable insights to help you check in with where you're at and just make sure that you are staying aligned with those long-term goals. Now, I think first of all, before we really get going on these 5 points, it's just worth reminding ourselves that actually change is quite a normal state of affairs. And sometimes it can feel like everybody else has got this really stable life and ours is the one where things are all over the place, where the rug's constantly getting pulled out from under our feet and we don't know which way is up. But uncertainty is a fact of life for all of us. Even those people who we look at and we think they've got a really stable existence, we never quite know what's around the corner. And I think the last few years has really proved that to us. We've had many, many instances now over the last few years of strange things going on in the world, global politics changing, COVID happening, economic uncertainty, ups and downs, which have just kind of thrown us all into this state of slight uncertainty and confusion. And I think when we look back in history, we can think to ourselves on the surface that it's normal for life to be quite steady and stable and predictable, because that's what many of us have grown up with over the last few years. Certainly like my childhood years, everything felt quite stable and certain and normal. But really, if you take a wider view, there have been many ups and downs over the years. And going back in the longer term, certainly a period of stability in human history is not the normal way of things. Normally, there's lots of change and lots of stuff going on in the world. And best laid plans are great, but life has a habit of pulling them out from under us anyway. So not to be pessimistic, but just for a bit of a reality check to say that life isn't always as easy and stable and predictable as we might think it is. And if you're kind of looking at everybody else in the world and thinking, well, they've got nice, stable, easy, predictable lives, they have a regular routine, and it's easy for them to know which way is the right way to go. It's not always necessarily the case. And even when we look at those people who seem to have a great deal of stability, there's often stuff going on in the background that we're not aware of. And I think it's more a case of internally keeping ourselves calm and stable, whatever's going on in life. If we can be like the anchor point, if we can be the stable factor in our lives, then we're pretty safe and sorted no matter what happens outside of us. So uncertainty, quite normal. We have to be the ones that decide which way is up. So I think the first of my 5 points on getting clear on the steps that you have to take, whatever's going on around you, is that it's good to release the need to know. It's good to release that need of control, because most of our stress and anxiety in life comes from a desire to be right, to get things right, to make the right decisions, to be able to control the future and know that things will work out. But if there's one thing that's for sure in life, we don't have any control over the future. Nobody does. Nobody can control it. And so we can either choose to spend all our time and energy focusing on trying to control the impossible and trying to predict what will happen and worrying about that, essentially. Or we can just say, we don't know what's out there. The future's going to take care of itself. And I'm choosing to bring back my energy and attention to the things that I can control now, which will influence my future outcomes for the better, whatever happens. Because now is the moment where all our power lives. Now is the moment that really, really matters. And there are always going to be reasons in life to ask, what if? What might happen if we allow ourselves to mull over things and to look hard enough into the future and put all of our energy and attention there? But if we can let that go, then we can take back so much power to our present moment. We can take action that is going to make a difference in our lives, you know, whatever we do. And when we just take away all those questions about outcomes and how things might go, we're just so much more able to relax, enjoy the moment, and control how things might actually turn out. So presence in the moment is powerful and necessary. And I think even when our future's uncertain, if we can come back to just focusing on our present moment and putting all our energy there, we are so much better placed to make things work out for the best. So how do you decide what to do in that moment to make the most of the moment? Well, point number two is that it's good to just give yourself a break and in a way stop asking that question of yourself about how can I make sure I make the right decision? How can I get this right for the best? Because again, we can never be sure that we're making the right decision. And that whole voice of doubt, that whole questioning, am I doing this right? Am I doing that right? Am I going to get it wrong? It's all just a little mind game that our ego likes to play to basically fool us into staying stuck and making no decisions whatsoever. So caution is in some cases a little bit helpful, but the kind of doubt that just keeps us stuck in not making a decision and in worrying about which way to go is not helpful. It's not a useful emotional state. Where we want to be is just in a place where we are taking action, moving forward. because all decisions lead in some way towards our goals, whether we feel like we've got them right at the time or not. Sometimes it feels like we're actually going backwards. Sometimes it feels like we've gone massively off course. But even when we're going in the wrong direction, it's still a step in the right direction because we're learning about what's not right for us. We're being pushed away from the things that don't serve us, and we're course correcting and we're coming back to where we do want to be. So even a wrong decision is a useful decision most of the time. And I need to think I'm getting all my decisions right. That just comes back again to that need for control. And it also comes back to the way we've been brought up in our society to think around success and failure and getting things right and wrong and making good and bad decisions. And if we can step away from that and start just not attaching such weight to our decisions and saying, it's okay, I can just play with these. It's just something I can have fun with and see what happens. Then that is a lot easier and it helps us move forward without kind of getting so bogged down in things. And just imagine if we could just be brave and make decisions each and every day without doing all the analysis stuff. Yeah, we might make a few mistakes along the way, but 9 times out of 10, I reckon we'd do pretty well and find that we move forward an awful lot faster. There's that whole thing around fail faster and you get to where you want to be a whole lot quicker. And certainly in my business and in my life, I have made so many wrong decisions along the way. And I had to make those wrong decisions to get the right ones. So those wrong decisions were super powerful and super helpful. So trust that it's okay to get it wrong. It's okay to course correct. And it's okay to trust your heart and trust that it knows what's best for you. Let the journey be the exciting bit. Let it be okay to explore and try things on and just see what works. And let the ride be kind of fun and see what you discover along the way. Often way better things than you ever imagined. Third thing is about that trusting your heart thing. So there's this popular narrative in our society, popular misconception that we make decisions either from our heart or from our head. And it's one or the other. And we often say, like, should I trust my heart? Should I go with my heart? Or should I go with what my head is saying? And actually, in practice, our heart and our head are not that far apart. They're not opposites. They're not fighting in our minds when our head is speaking the truth. And when our head is speaking the truth, it's truly aligned with what our heart wants. Our head and our heart actually, in reality, are one and the same. The reason we get that whole internal fighting going on is when our head is being ruled by our fear and our panic and our stress. It's that voice of scarcity and struggle and insecurity, our imposter self, our ego self, that likes to step in and impersonate our logical mind and pretend that it's doing us a favour by giving us all these emotional arguments for why we shouldn't do something. And that's when we get the confusion. That's when we get this battle over head and heart. And we find ourselves like going around in circles and getting nowhere and trying to rationalize things that just aren't actually solvable things. So when your heart's telling you something and it feels really expansive and exciting and right for you, and you've got that kind of niggling, uncomfortable feeling in your gut saying, oh, but what if, you know, what could happen? What might go wrong around the corner? Then that is likely to be that voice of scarcity and lack and worry creeping in and trying to stifle your heart-led brain, your intuitive intellectual brain, which actually is super powerful, super good at knowing what's best for you. And most importantly, when you do get it wrong, in inverted commas, when you do make a decision that doesn't quite align with where you want to be, maybe, let's say, does lead to the bad thing that you were worried about happening, that part of your brain would still help you. It would step in, it would help you problem solve, because it's brilliant at problem solving. And often the consequences are nowhere near as bad as we fear that they might be. But you can be sure that when we jump in and when we do take those decisions and those leaps forward, we can catch ourselves, you know, we can get ourselves out of trouble just as easily as we can get ourselves into it. So trusting that is powerful. It's scary, but it's really powerful. So that imposter brain never feels joyful, free, exciting, expansive. It always feels restrictive. And if you can start to learn to tell the difference between the two, then you have the power to lean into what does feel exciting and expansive for you in any given moment. Now, point four is there's also a wonderful way that we can actually drive our decisions and our heart-centered brain to align with what we do want in the long term and get fairly sure that we will be making the right decisions along the way, even when what we want seems a million miles away from where we are and what's achievable in our present reality. And the way we do that, the way we connect that heart-led part of our brain, our intuitive brain, with our longer-term goals and make sure that we're staying on track is by checking in on a really deep emotional level with the long-term desires that we have for our life in all five key areas of life. That is something we've actually been doing in the Living Journal subscription over this last month. And if you've missed it, if you are still in need of checking in with your long-term goals and having a clear goal-setting process for the year, actually on my website there is a course called Glorious Goals, and I will link to it in the comments here. At the moment you can pick that up for just £19 instead of £45. So if you feel like you really need some support to set those long-term goals and anchor in where you want to be and get really clear on your next action steps to move forward, then just check out the link in the show notes. It's a course called Glorious Goals, and it breaks down into 8 really simple steps, my full goal setting process to help you plan and take incredible action on your next steps forward. So take a look at that. But creating an emotional connection in that long-term vision is so powerful because it acts as a silent compass to our subconscious brain. So when we get super clear on what we actually want from life, regardless of what's happening in our life now, even if it's a million miles away, then our brain knows, it puts it on the radar, and the co-creational parts of our brain hold onto that vision and keep working on it behind the scenes, even if we are focused on other things and we're in the wrong place and everything seems to be happening at the wrong time. In the background, our brain's whirring away and saying, like, how can I start to move things in the right direction here? How can I make it all happen? And that's why we then start to notice little synchronicities appearing and the right things starting to randomly jump into place, because all of a sudden our filter is attuned to the right opportunities and the right things that are appearing in our world, and we start to dive into those and follow that compass. And basically it's a case of just spotting them and jumping on the bus as it goes by to make sure you end up at the right destination. So whatever's happening in life, no matter how topsy-turvy things are, just keep that long-term vision in mind, keep coming back to it regardless of what else is going on, and just keep checking in with it and asking whether it still works for you, asking what you truly want, and checking in with the opportunities that do arise and whether they align with that long-term vision, whether they even enhance it, whether they're even better than what you wanted, or if they're not, then just let them slide by. But remember that everything is possible. And finally, my fifth point, just make sure that at all times you are having fun, staying flexible, just enjoying the process, because we humans have this wonderful talent for basically turning joyful things in life and exciting moments into really stressful moments. And there are so many times in my own life where I've been doing something really amazing and I've sort of trampled on and killed the joy in the amazing thing by making it feel hard, making it feel like work, making it feel like a problem to be solved or a thing to be perfected, or if only I could figure out this thing while this great thing's going on. And all that stressing does is it takes us away from our joy and from enjoying the moment. And for me, it's never led to the thing being better or more enjoyable or more of a success than it otherwise would have been. And actually just relaxing and letting go and allowing things to happen in their own way, allowing freedom and flow would have made so much more of a difference and got me to where I wanted to be a lot quicker. And maybe you can look back on your own experience and recognize that same thing too. What the stressing tends to do, what the overthinking tends to do, is it leads to us overcomplicating and doing too much and losing sleep and losing our balance. I notice I get frustrated, irritable, anxious, stressy when I'm trying to make all the things happen. I'm trying to be too controlling and focused on those outcomes. Things feel harder, things feel heavier, it feels like more work. I can feel I'm not focusing on other areas of life that need the focus, and I'm enjoying things a lot less than I could be enjoying them. So if you are juggling all the things and making massive changes like my wonderful subscriber clearly is, then it can be really easy to get sucked into problem solving mode and feel like we've got to get it all right, we've got to have all the answers now, and cling to it really tightly. But when we are in that place, that heavy overthinking energy and headspace, it's really hard for the good stuff to find its way in to us. It's really hard for us to access our creative brain, and it's really hard for us to see the opportunities that pop up for us. We're kind of closed off to all the answers that we're seeking, and we've kind of battened down the door and said, like, no, don't give me the answers. I want to figure this all out for myself. And we're kind of lost in it, and the answers are banging on the door, but we're just not open to it. So just allow space, allow room for things to find their way and to flourish. And yes, there's definitely a place for planning and for trying to structure your daily actions to align with your long-term goals. There's definitely a huge place for that, and that's something that we cover in the Glorious Goals course too. But the planning bit should feel exciting and uplifting and like it's moving you in the right direction, rather than just feeling kind of soul-sucking and restrictive and overly heavy. So make your plans and figure out how you can fit them into your life easily without them overloading you and tipping the balance in the wrong direction. Less is more so often in life with most things, isn't it? But certainly when it comes to planning, just doing one or two things and doing them really well is way better than doing a whole heap of things and not really managing to do them all. So get a couple of plans in the diary, keep coming back to what's working and what isn't. Allow the flexibility side of things to sit in the back of your mind at all times. Just always keep flexibility in mind. Because it's such an important thing. Like we said right at the beginning, life's up and down all the time. Things can change no matter how stable. So always bear in mind that flexibility is a good thing, and just like have your plans, but let them be light, let them be bouncy. Know that you can land in them and trust that you'll be held. They're there, they're a good safety net, but you can also jump high in the air and see things from a completely different perspective, just like a big old trampoline. They're allowed to be bouncy, they're allowed to catch you, but they're also allowed to spring you off into exciting new directions too. If we can stay away from being too rigid, too prescriptive, then we can keep ourselves open to those amazing opportunities and grab them with both hands and just really enjoy this wonderful moment in life. So I hope that has been helpful. I hope that's been helpful for my lovely Living Journal subscriber. And I hope it's helpful for everybody else as well. So I guess the key message is just allowing ourselves to relax, let go of the reins a little bit, and let the road take you where it will. If you would like to jump into the Living Journal subscription, it's just £15 a month, and with that you get daily journaling prompts to your inbox to help you feel more positive, more productive, more in control, and to help you create that wonderful future vision you are striving for whilst enjoying the present moment and everything that's in it. You'll also receive a monthly themed guided meditation to help you feel more powerful, positive and productive, and help you wake up feeling clear, calm and in control. along with heaps of other resources and monthly expansion sessions where we dive a little bit deeper and help you align your mind and energy with the success you want to create. So you can find out more details of the Living Journal on my website, www.abigail-rogers.com/livingjournal. And there are also a heap of free resources too if you'd like to check out other ways that I can support you. So that's it from me for today. I hope that has been helpful. If you have anything that you'd like to ask and have answered on the podcast, then please just drop me an email anytime and I'll more than happily cover it for you. Take care, have a wonderful week, and see you soon.